You need to bathe on the regular. Are you back showering daily, or is that still?
Not daily, but more than normal.
Okay, that's good.
But summer's back.
Yeah.
It's the pool. The pool's important.
Yeah, the pool. That's what I'm saying. I knew you weren't in the pool. So.
Yeah, I'm.
You're doing your every 6 month switch.
No, it's pretty much every day. There might be one day I skip, but it's rare.
Are you not showering every day?
Graham's never showered. Graham doesn't shower. Graham, when he's at the pool house, he showers like once a week. You didn't know
what
this?
What do you do?
He jumps in the pool.
Jump in the pool.
Oh.
And his stanky ass.
My God.
Yo, are you born in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
That is not That is not relevant. That is not relevant.
That's
not relevant.
You go barefoot and you use poles.
I only know a few people that are born in Florida and they all are very like that. They pick up bugs with their hands.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't shower okay, very regularly.
That's fine. Yeah. Don't shower. I don't understand that. Okay. Moving on.
All right. Okay. Let's go.
It's just the disgust on Luke's face right there spoke for all of us. All us normal
so
humans that wash
but no,
our
it's almost every day right now.
And dirty asses.
And I still pull.
Okay, welcome to Tennis Sucks, Pickleball Podcast by Travis Rett and Graham D'Amico. Let's address the elephant in the room, which is that Travis, where's your shirt?
I've decided I'm taking a stand. I'm no longer wearing a shirt until I get another clothing sponsor on the pod. So these nipples and this chest hair will be out for every pod moving forward. Until I secure some beautiful clothing's yeah. deal.
I'll sponsor you just to have that stop.
You would make me look ridiculous.
I'll have to like censor this out on the actual video.
Wait till I'm looking for a short sponsor.
That's funny. All right, well, let's
that
kick
underwear.
Things off. I heard that you guys had some fun today training at the courts.
Oh, we're starting with this?
Why not?
Whoa. Okay.
Unless you had something else you wanted to start
it's
things
off
It's
been a while with. Since we drilled, first off,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you've been saying no to me for months. Probably why my results are suffering. I need my punching bag. Or the guy who tells me how bad I suck all the time and what I need to work on.
But yeah, it's been a while, and we came to Crescent. Crescent's been too busy to come to recently, but 1 o'clock, we found a court. One opened up, and yeah, we had some action today.
Yeah, first thing that happened when we walk in is some guy says to Graham, which I don't like being referred to as the buddy, but he says to Graham, hey, can I get you and your buddy's autograph? And Graham made me stop. Drop everything, grab my phone, and film this occurrence. And the guy also referred to him as a pro. He had a, his name's Bob, really nice guy, seemingly.
Really nice guy.
Obviously.
Smart man, too.
Very not sharp. But he referred to Graham as a pro again, which was amazing. He had a beautiful MLP hat, but custom made, a little heart.
He won it at an event.
Oh,
wow.
Incredible. Yeah so, you know, nothing against Bob other than just choose your autographs more wisely.
Well, technically you are pro, Graham. You've played pro at least, what, 1.5 times now?
That is true. Graham has pro wins. Yeah. He actually beat someone from the USA national team. APP's USA national team, didn't you?
I did. Okay. Nice.
And wow. A legend of the game in that same match.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're amazing. Yeah.
Are you getting tired of the fame, Graham?
No, not at all. I'd like some more.
What are you going to do to build that brand?
Just keep making fun of Travis as much as I can and getting wins. I had another singles win this weekend.
The guy literally just said you cheated.
It's still a win.
Wow. I mean, there's so many people who share that with you on the tour. I don't care how I get the win, just as long as I get it. Some of the calls I saw this weekend, whoa.
Oh, really?
Amazing. And people are just shameless.
Talking about singles or doubles?
Both, but singles in particular. I can't name names.
Oh, was it literally about to say?
Oh my gosh. That was amazing. Okay, anyways, let's talk about part two of our day here.
So, yeah, and then, so I'm on a high, right? Because I have
course.
A guy ask for my autograph. And then I'm drilling, and this woman walks up and starts berating me about the podcast and how I said things that were inappropriate about her. And I was like, I don't really know who you are. And I didn't say anything. You should go talk to the guy without a shirt on the other side of the court. And she goes, yeah, but you're much nicer to talk to than he is. And I said, yeah. Thus the reason why I didn't say the bad things.
I didn't say bad things.
You're talking
things.
To the wrong guy.
Don't insinuate that I said bad things. What I didn't do, what I misjudged, and this was my mistake. First of all, I'm very sorry to anyone that I offended. But
yeah, she seems like a very nice lady.
I'm sure she's
like
very,
her.
Very nice. But I misjudged the fact that there could not be any other human being on this planet that has ever made a comment or spoke to someone that they thought Graham was attractive. So right when I mentioned that there might be a girl who has a crush here at Crescent, this lone, singular individual on God's green earth was like, well, it's me, and approached me and was unhappy with my commentary regarding her affection for Graham, to which I apologized, said I did not, nor would I ever use your name. However, I do understand that you are the only person that has ever, ever found this appealing. And I still don't understand it, but...
Another possibility I didn't think of. What if it really isn't her? It's just another one. That's not a text.
I was about to ask you, how are your DMs looking right now, Graham?
We don't even know.
That's
is that her?
Point. Yeah, yeah. Graham's response when she came up was, I didn't even know it was you until now. Because look, I want to be really clear.
I didn't
tell anybody at Crescent who it was, including this moron. So your secret's safe. If anyone asks you, just say, no, it's not me. Who would ever find that motherfucker attractive? Why don't we move on with our day?
Oh my God. Well, right. I'm glad that you had a great day.
Yeah, it was interesting.
You had some ups and downs.
Yeah, I felt bad. I'm really, really sorry. I really am. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I never would. Well, that's not true. But in this particular case, not even close. And yes, love, respect all women. And that's that.
So let's move to the recap of Minnesota indoor.
Ooh, we try to skip over that, huh?
Can we just start with what he says? He's doing it. Shut up.
Tough weekend.
Shut up.
All right. Well, Travis, give us a recap. How did things go?
Should have skipped over, huh?
God, I'm already feeling shitty. Well, my confidence is at an all-time low.
Colin Johns is your daddy.
Matt Wright was definitely my fucking daddy. He ate me alive. Yeah, in mixed for sure. You know, credit to Steve Deacon and Angie Walker. They played well, but
who?
I'm going to say probably the worst loss I've ever suffered in pickle. We were up 10-7-2 after winning game one in a very shoddy, ugly game. And, you know, a couple balls were going long. We played them. It just didn't work out in our favor. And then in men's, Zane and I think, have the potential to be a really, really good team. We just have to work out some things about sides, who takes what. But awesome guy to play with. Really enjoyed his company. He's positive. He's fun. He's animated. But we lost in the quarters badly to Colin Johns and Matt Wright. We played strategically stupid, and they took advantage and played very well, and we got the result we deserved. So I got some shit to work on. I got to get better. Finally, I might have my drilling buddy back, which... You know, maybe I get better.
Luke, did you watch the Matt Wright and Colin John show?
Not. I watched them play, but I didn't get to watch the match against Travis.
You should spend 5 minutes of your night tonight and go watch those two games. They're pretty awesome.
Okay, yeah, yeah. What did you think about it?
I just kept looking at the screen saying, why do they keep hitting it to Matt Wright? And over again, Matt Wright just kept stuffing it down their throat.
Right.
He did. He was very sharp. A couple times he sped up at me and I was sitting on it firm. Thought I popped it back and he was three steps ahead of me and just shat on the next ball and was by far the best player on the court.
What was the mindset there? What was your and Zane's game plan going into that match?
The wrong one.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, Zane likes huge serve, huge drive. I'm a fan of the drive, obviously, as well, but it was clear it wasn't working. I thought we should have slowed it down more. I think as we watch the match back together, which we will at some point, we should have slowed it down a bit and gotten in some rallies and maybe exposed Matt's movement to touch and then the fact that they were susceptible to the lob. But we didn't do that, and we played dumb the whole time. We had a little run where we got back from 6-1 game two to 6-4. Colin hit an ATP that was going a couple feet wide. Zane played it, kind of had the momentum, and then from there, they ran it. You know, they played great points. And you know, that's just the way it goes. Yeah. Sometimes it wasn't our day. I haven't been playing very well, so I got to figure that out.
Yeah. Colin and Matt, are they a good team together? You think, like, if they did that again,
I think they're okay. You know, I mean, I think they're both very competent players. Obviously, I don't think they're going to like set the house on fire,
right?
But they were a good team and they don't beat themselves. They play very smart. Yeah. Matt's very hard to attack. And in hindsight, we couldn't have played dumber.
Right. Yeah.
Completely agree.
Yeah. What advice would you be giving Travis in that moment, Graham?
I would have liked to have seen, because the whole reason we were wanting to see Travis on the right side more was to see some more cross-court dink battles. Let's see if he's one of the best right side players, you know, out there. And who better to test that against than Colin Johns?
Right.
And we didn't get to see a lot of that. We got to see a lot of...
Bang, bang, bang.
Banging and down the line dinks, which was confusing to me.
Yeah, it was poor tactics. And, you know, I got some work to do on the right, for sure.
Mm. Do you think you could out-dink Colin?
I think I can outmaneuver him. I mean, I don't think I could, like, out-consistency him. The guy is an absolute wall. But I think I'm longer, more mobile, and maybe have a touch more variety.
Yeah. So you and Zane have a couple more events to go, though. So you guys are just going to have to rethink the strategy and try and build that chemistry.
Yeah, I think it's tough. You know, there was a couple balls that I thought he was taking. There was a couple balls he thought I was taking. And we just need to figure that out and make sure that the middle dink isn't exposed. And we'll get it going. I mean, again, he's a cerebral guy. I'm sure we can have honest conversations as we go back and watch it. And we'll hopefully make progress.
Yeah. What about Schneeman then? How did things go with that? And, like, what would you say didn't work out there?
We just aren't very good.
No?
No. I don't know if it's... I think stylistically at the moment our games don't match up very well. And... you know, whatever it is, it's just not working. I can't pinpoint it, but we're just not a very good team.
Yeah. Graham, did you watch the Schneeman matches?
I did.
Yeah? What do you think?
A lot of unforced errors. And, you know, I experience this with Travis sometimes. He's very nice and tries to stay positive verbally.
Yep.
But I think with the body language, like, you can just sense Travis is unhappy.
Yeah.
And that I feel like you're already under pressure because you're missing more than he is. I've said this before. And so it starts to, like, you start to see that, feel that body language, even if you're not looking at it, and it actually makes the moment worse.
Yeah, that's true.
You become tighter and you actually start making more mistakes rather than freeing up. And a good example is when we were, I told you in this money ball, we're in the finals, the score is 1-1 and he goes, what's going on? Like kind of like yelling at me, like, if you get hit by one more ball, I'm going to walk off this court, you know? And I'm just
which I don't talk to anybody about that on
and
the
I'm
court,
just like,
but you.
I just had to say to him, I had to, like, yell back and say, hey, calm the fuck down.
All right, right.
It's 1-1. We're playing to 15.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we won 15-3. I loosened up a little. He understood, right. Didn't get on my case as hard. And it's
but
really,
maybe that's maybe that's the thing is someone needs to tell me, like, hey, I'm playing like shit. I'm tight. Like, I value that honesty.
Yeah.
It's tough to do. It's tough to do in the moment. And if you're not all that close,
you and I
are close where I can feel the need to do that. She's probably scared to say that.
Correct.
Well, you've said this before, that having pros locally to train with makes a big difference. If you had, like, a few female pros that you could regularly play with locally, then they'd probably get used to your style of communicating. And then,
well, and some players communicate differently too. Like, I know if that were Rachel Rohrbacher, for
she'd
example, or Anna Bright,
they would
say to him, hey, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Rachel calls me a rat bastard. She can tell me to shut the fuck up.
And she said, I heard her say it to Fed, you got to yell at me more.
Yeah.
You got to tell me when I'm sucking.
And
like,
I think that's
she wants
it. There's more to this than, like, stylistically matching. There's personality match as well. If you're like kind of docile and get frazzled relatively easily, like, I'm probably not a very good partner for you.
Yeah.
Because I do struggle to hide that emotion. And I do want to have, like, very clear dialogue on what is transpiring.
Yeah.
And if you're offended by what's transpiring, then of course I'm going to not say it, but I might physically show it.
Yeah. Right.
And so, you know, for instance, if I recommend a play, like, let's run this play, and that play is run and not run correctly, I'm going to Graham, I'd be like, hey, you fucking dipshit. I just said, you go line, I take middle forehand, and you stick your fucking paddle out and hit the backhand. I'm going to say that directly that. In that situation, I can be like, hey, do you remember what we just talked about? Do you think you could try to not put your paddle in there when I make forehands? Right, fucking here. Thanks. You know, so something I need to work on, but I'm not sure how to get better at that.
So you used to like playing, you said you like playing with Georgia though. Like, how does she rank in that kind of tell you to shut up thing?
She's feisty as fuck.
Okay. So she would tell you to sit down and shut up if you were going to get like,
she's just, I don't know. I think she's just got a lot of grr inside. We always reference, like, she yelled in our face when we were rooting against her.
Right.
And I think I respect that competitiveness in her.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the commonality.
Got it.
But yeah, certainly, like, I'm not saying it was a perfect match because it's not. But that those things are hard to do. Like, you have to almost learn to understand one another.
Yeah. Graham, who would you nominate as, like, the top three women players right now that would do well with Travis?
The three that are taken?
No, the trick to... I think this is... And I'm not in any way comparing Travis to like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. But it's like...
Please don't. That'd be fucking weird.
He expects a lot out of himself. Does that make sense? Therefore, you feel the pressure to expect a lot out of yourself for him. So what he needs is somebody like Zane. Zane's a great example. Who's very confident in themselves and in their game. That what Travis is thinking or feeling isn't affecting their performance.
Sure.
Like their performance not be good, but it's not because Travis is having a bad moment on the court.
Right.
And there aren't a ton of people that are like that. They just, you know, like Riley Newman's a good example. Like there's guys out there that are just confident in their game. They're better than Travis probably is and have been around and have more experience in pickleball. And they're gonna brush that off and be like, all right, he's going through something and we're gonna play better now.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than take it personally and let it bring their game down.
Yeah. So maybe like, what about
to address?
What about someone like Susanna Bauer? Would she be good? Because she's pretty like.
I think she has plenty of balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
She knows her game really well.
There's a lot of pros you could name.
Yeah.
But like, don't kind of mentally collapse if things aren't going well. You know.
Don't get over emotional while they're playing, or don't take it personal that things are going wrong. It's not their fault. It's the team's fault. And how do we make this better together?
Right.
Right. Right. Got it. So more generally, though, like results at that in the indoor Minnesota championship. What any surprises from the draw there in terms of wins or losses?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, got to give credit to Tyler Loon, Connor Garnett. Tyler, I've been really hard on this, but I watched him. He played very, very well. He's clearly added a few things to his game. He's playing more offensive. You know, so making a final, beating some really good teams, Taya, Staxrud, and then I watched the match against Sock and. Julian, which was an absolute head scratcher, which I found hysterical because I walk over and they're down a game in 6-1, and I thought it was like a switch up, but Jack was on the right, and I was like, "The fuck is going on here?" Like that guy's pure alpha, number one. You cannot make him beta. He is just not wired that way, and he's 6'3" and maybe the fastest guy we've seen ever in the history of pickleball, and he's playing the right.
Yeah.
And so I asked him, I was like, "The fuck are you doing over there?" He was like. Basically shook his head like, I don't know. And then I texted him later. I was like, you're really, really just a very good right sider. And he was like joking. I was like, was this a switch or what happened? He's like, no, I have the band. I'm right side guy. And I just didn't understand that. It was really surprising to me because I thought like, granted, Julian is more comfortable on the left than he's the right. But Jack is the most talented guy out there. You put him on the left and you live and die by the sword. So they lost to Tyler and Connor. And it was a very, very confusing one to me.
Wow. Yeah, interesting. I definitely didn't expect the some of the podium winners. When I was looking at the draw ahead of time, I expected Catherine to do a lot better across the board. I think.
Yeah, she did. She play women's dubs? No, she didn't play.
She didn't play women's dubs.
She just played mixed and
singles.
Singles.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because Anna Lee wasn't.
Because Anna Lee wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she just played women's singles. She lost to Davidze, who Davidze is playing great. Had an insane match with Paris in the final.
Yeah, the fact that Paris got so far as well. Like, I mean,
yeah, down like, 9-1 against Leia in the quarters, I believe, and pulled that out. So Davidze, you know, and then yeah, Catherine and Jack are obviously very formidable, but they lost to Rohrbacher and Staxrud. You know, big shout out to Rachel. She had a great weekend.
Yeah,
she's a badass, man. Like, I love watching her just because she doesn't give a fuck who you are. She was getting into it with Jack. Getting chippy with him, like not a lot of girls will do that. You know, she didn't bat an eye.
Yeah.
So you know, big kudos to her. Yeah, Staxrud obviously won the singles, came back from a game, and I want to say also 6-1 down, game two, and just put on a show from there. Guys got big balls. I don't know what other surprises were there. Kaysen Campbell obviously beat Colin Schick again. You know, shout out to the kid with the hat, little stud. Couldn't be a nicer kid. What else we got?
Wilson and
David did really well.
But I kind of knew that.
Not just
Wilson and David, but Wilson and
Alshon. Yeah, Wilson won all the matches he played. He doesn't play singles. He played men's and mixed. And I think it was a really validating moment for him because obviously he was playing with Riley. A lot of people give the credit to what Riley. Thomas has gotten so much better.
Yeah.
You know, just watching him, he's improved so much. He plays with a joy and, you know, ropes the forehand and he's agile and athletic. So I was really, really happy for him.
He's just like loving life. I mean, he's got a new kid, and like every time it cuts to him in the stand, it's just like that
he's
man
smiling,
is like,
smiling, he's happy. Yeah. You gotta really love his personality and the way he's approaching this whole thing. Even Jack, you know, Jack, like win and lose or draw, you can tell when he's playing pickle, he's having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
He's complimentary to the other guys, obviously hyper competitive, but he's enjoying himself. He's smiling.
Yeah.
So that shit's fun for me to watch.
Yeah. That's awesome. And there was no progressive draw this time, right? This was the...
Right. The lowest tier events, the thousands, do not have a progressive draw. Only the cups and slams will have progressive draws.
Got it. Which, what did you think about that? Did you, now that you've played a couple of progressive draws, is it kind of frustrating to go back to that style?
No,
or
I mean, for me, just from like a logistics perspective, it's easier because I don't have to be in town as long.
Yeah.
But from a playing perspective, the progressive draws are better.
Yeah. Here's the thing I saw on Twitter. Someone said that since you, with progressive draws, you're more likely to get buys. Are people going to take bronze medal matches much more seriously than they did before?
Yes. They have to take the bronze medal matches more seriously. They're putting them now on Sunday and making them a showcase event where they're streaming them. Mm-hmm. So they have much more importance than they did previously.
Sure. So let's hop topics. We'll do something about paddle cake. You can't play Yola unless sponsored.
Yes.
Wild.
Okay. So I can't speak on this too much because I don't want to get in trouble.
Somebody was playing with a Yola who was not a contracted Yola player.
One of the new ones.
One of the new Yolas, paddles.
In pro. Okay.
A pro. And he was told he couldn't play with it. He had to play with a different paddle, he or she, because they have some agreement with the PPA that you cannot play that Yola paddle unless you're a contracted player.
Well, I don't know if the agreement is with the PPA or not, but they were not allowed to continue to use that paddle.
So the rumor is that Yola's made this policy. They want to keep it out of the hands of pros that they're not paying to play with it.
Yes. Basically. So
like if you and me went to go play pro at Minnesota with the Yola paddle, they would say we couldn't use that paddle because we're not sponsored players.
How do they enforce that?
That's great question. That's the craziness.
Yeah. That's what I would want to know. Like, or what? Like, what's the or what?
Yeah. What happens?
Like, I can use any paddle I want.
Just keep playing it. What are they going to do? Come pull it out of your hand?
Right.
Yeah, or what?
Seems so strange.
It is very strange.
That's why.
What would be the rationale? What would be the reason? They don't want their paddle to not lose? Or like...
They don't want somebody representing them that they're not approving as a representative for their brand, perhaps.
Possibly.
Like if somebody, let's say he gives the middle finger playing with a Yola paddle and people associate him with Yola, but they're not a contracted player, so therefore it looks bad.
But
it doesn't
go to the old Yola paddles, just the new ones.
Only the new ones. Mm. Oh, well they want their players to have a competitive edge.
There you go.
Oh, maybe.
That sounds okay.
Yep. That's probably the thing.
They want only the players winning with their paddles that are...
Well, does that mean to suggest that there's some technology in those newer paddles that's going to give them the competitive edge?
Yeah.
Or they just want to control. I think that's what that means. Yeah, yeah, maybe. Interesting.
So is it true that you can't play with an Engage unless you're a contracted player, the new Engage?
Plead the fifth. I'm not talking about this topic.
All right, so... at the same time as the PPA, we had the APP running, which I don't think was streamed, right? I couldn't find it.
They stream, I feel like,
I think it's on ESPN Plus or something.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. And it might be only Sunday.
But good weekend for Georgia. The youngest APP Triple Crown winner, I think, is the record.
That's okay.
Third woman to do it in general, I think, maybe. But yeah, great weekend for
Who's
Georgia.
The other women? Paris, Todd, and Simone?
Fudge was there.
Fudge is triple crowned?
Oh, like who has triple crowned? Oh, I don't know about that.
Guessing
I just know she
Simone.
Was playing. I don't know. Did you guys watch any of the APP stuff?
I did not watch any. I just saw some highlights of the men's singles final, and William Howells is a fast, speedy little fella.
Yeah.
Too short!
All right.
Too
short! So, all right. MLP. Do we have a draft or no?
No, we'll know this week when the draft is. I think it's going to be in 3 weeks is what I'm being told.
Okay.
3 weeks I've from been told,
yeah, North
yesterday.
Carolina will be the draft and Atlanta will be the first event, but I can't validate that.
Why would North Carolina be the host of the draft? Any reason? Is there a special facility there they're going to do it at?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They do it at that Lifetime there, but I think they're actually in Raleigh now, so I'm not really sure. Hmm. Yeah, I don't have enough details to really comment clearly.
And do you guys have any other information about the format of the draft? Like a position you might we have, like Florida Smash has?
No, nothing like that yet.
What do you mean?
Like who? Are we drawing seventh? Are we?
Oh,
tenth?
No idea.
Yeah. All right. So still not much.
Still nothing.
Soon. This week's a big week, apparently, for letting us know about the schedule, knowing the draft, knowing the draft order.
All right. Okay. Got it. So when is Austin? Next weekend? This weekend coming?
Yes. I leave on Wednesday. Today is Monday. Very quick turnaround. Got in from Minnesota last night. And I'm playing with Augustus Gu, which I'm stoked about.
How do you pronounce it?
I think it's Augustus Gu. I don't think it's Gi. I think it's Augustus Gu. Guy's been a monster lately on the right.
Who's he been playing with so far?
He's played with Craig Johnson, who's his buddy from Arizona. Craig's a very good player. Probably the nicest guy in Pickle. Always a smile on his face. Loves the game. And, you know, now that they've had such good results, Augustus is not being touted by just me, but a lot of players as kind of the next guy, maybe the best right-sider, certainly as a lefty. And
did he play in Minnesota?
He did not. He's actually in Asia at the moment.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he posted a picture from Beijing yesterday. Augustus, you better hurry back and get some fucking practice. I highly doubt you're battling there in Beijing.
That's wild. But since you're in Austin, you'll get some time to practice with Zane,
presumably. Yeah, that's our plan, is we're going to get together one of the days and kind of run through what we can do better moving forward.
Nice.
And
it also coincides with South by Southwest, that music tech event.
No, that's happening right now.
Right, but I think it goes through
Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Damn.
It's like 10 days long, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Full out party.
And then women's, are you playing with Schneeman again?
I am with Caitlin Christian for this event.
Caitlin Christian.
I've never played with her. I don't know her personally.
What?
But she was top 50 WTA a year ago. Has been playing Pickle for a long time. The people that she's played with, Sam Querrey being one, has told me how high her skill set is, how high her ceiling is, it has to be. 50 in the world WTA is no joke. I think she was like higher, maybe 30.
Wow.
So I'm anxious to
play
with
her. Where does she live?
In LA. She's taking it very seriously, plays all the time. So I think she's certainly on the up and up. She's very, very good in singles at the moment, but it could be an issue where she hasn't maybe had the best partners yet and not had those results. But from what I've watched, I think she's very good.
Yeah. Do you know her, Graham?
No.
Oh.
You don't know her?
I don't think so.
How do you get connected? How does this work? Someone just recommended?
Caitlin Christensen?
Yeah, Caitlin Christian.
Caitlin Christian?
Oh, wait. Didn't she play like 2 weeks ago? Wasn't that?
She played Anna Lee close in the Masters in singles.
Is everyone back for Austin, you think? I assume so, right? Like yes. Ben's back.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, everyone's playing again.
What venue do they play that at?
I don't know. I think it's called like Eastland or some shit. I don't know. It's in Lakeway, Texas. I've heard the venue's not great. But, you know, I'm actually taking my daughter with me for the first time. So hopefully it's
nice.
Somewhere where she can huddle under some shade.
Yeah. Wow.
I want to go to Austin.
You're invited.
I think I'm going to go to Austin.
Really?
What day do we leave?
Set this up for you. Are those my shades?
They could be.
Those are my fucking shades. I've been looking for those.
I told you I had them. Don't pretend like I stole them because I told you
well,
I found them.
Well, you told me you had them and then you never gave them back.
Yeah.
How does that make any sense?
I didn't steal them. You knew I had them. You just forgot.
That is unbelievable.
Graham, let's go register for this PPA and go to Austin.
All right, Luke, what are we going to play?
We're going to go play pro. We're going to take two Yola pads.
Some Yola
that would be incredible. You guys play qualies. Sorry, guys. Sorry. Can't do it. Graham, you're just roping the ball too big.
That's so funny. I'd go to Austin.
Wrist.
All right, let's see. Let's figure it out. All right, well, I know that you're not wearing a shirt, but you might be getting some sleeves soon. Are you looking at trying to like just do the sleeve, no shirt combo?
Yeah.
What's that about?
A sleeve, no shirt combo. What do you
mean?
Yeah,
like
this thing?
Polycarbonate sleeves.
Oh, those sleeves. Yeah, so a particular company, Pickle, is coming out with a sleeve that you put on your pickleball paddle. It's like a face.
Oh, okay.
You don't understand what it was?
He was serious. He thought
you were talking. I thought he was like, fucking.
It's a great segue.
How to make a segue happen, but I didn't realize I got the wrong.
I'm getting so burned here. I want to take a poll. If you sit in the sun as we are, or you play in the sun, do I not get more burned just sitting as opposed to the people playing? Yes, I do.
You also get more burnt when you don't wear a shirt in the sun.
This is like my hunger strike, okay? I'm going on a strike.
So what they're talking about is there's this new product that's out.
Yeah.
When your paddle gets smooth, it's just like a, not a sleeve. It's like a sticker.
Basically
that you stick on the face of your paddle and it brings grip back to your paddle. It's like sticking
like a paddle
on
facial.
Yeah.
A paddle facial.
It's basically a new face for your paddle. Essentially, like in tennis, you change out your strings. You don't change the paddle.
Wow.
This changes your strings out and makes them new again.
You know, we had someone talk to us about this. Remember, like, way back in San Clemente, he was, like, looking for funding. Is it the same guy?
Definitely not. This guy does not need funding.
Because it got he was trying to patent it. So I guess it's not patent then. He's just going with it.
I don't know. I can't tell you the process. I just know that it was unfortunate because I went to his facility in Minnesota. And I had no idea who the dude was. I was like, what's with all the pickle stuff? He's like, oh, it's my company. And he had 3 courts in a barn, sick little setup. And I wanted to hit with one of the faces because apparently it also improves the spin potential to the standard face. And I was like, if that's the fucking case,
you do it?
I didn't get to hit with it yet. Oh. I'm going to have him send me some though.
Yeah, there was a guy that approached us, was like, hey, I got this idea that I'm working on. I'm getting a patent right now. And it's the same idea,
a
sticker. To replace your
face.
It's a
one-use thing. And
you can use it for months.
Because
the thing is, apparently the degrading, like it doesn't degrade, like a paddle degrades relatively quickly. This lasts infinitely longer, just the face.
So you leave it on the paddle?
Yes, you leave it on.
Oh.
It replaces your current face. It will, the face that's being touching the ball, that no longer touches the ball.
Like a screen protector.
Like a screen protector with grit. That's a great way to explain it.
Got it. Okay, interesting. And you could play a tournament with that, like USAP?
Apparently, it's approved.
Apparently, it's getting approved.
Wow.
It is approved or it's getting approved?
I can't speak to that. Don't know for sure.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
But I believe it's approved. I believe.
Okay, got it.
Send us some of those.
I'll ask them.
We need to try this out.
Well, we got a Zoom with them tomorrow. You can ask them about it.
All right.
People like every company that creates something in pickleball has some bad spelling of the word pickle. It's like PCKL.
I think this is P-I-K-K-L. Yeah.
People are big on the pickle.
They love pickles.
Yes.
I fucking love pickles.
Yeah.
All kinds.
Me too.
I know, Luke.
All right.
Moving on.
Actually, that was the end of all this.
And we had
fucking pickles. Suck it.
Oh, my God. All right. Cool. Anything to add, Graham? Any topics you want to bring up?
I don't think so.
Okay, when are we going to get some new pros in town? Who can we?
We're working on some new female up and comers right now.
Yeah,
we got 2 just graduated college, really high level D1 players, and they're both now coming to Crescent to play regularly.
Okay,
Lane Sleeth is one of them. She'll be playing in Austin. Hopefully, Travis says hi.
What's her
name? Be here tomorrow night.
Nice.
I think it's Lane. I think
I'll
it's
be
Lane.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah,
Sleeth. I think it's her last
name. Oh no, I won't be here tomorrow night. Just
okay.
Tonight.
And then I just got contact from a new one today who just graduated last year as well. Her name is Louise, but I can't remember her last name offhand, but you start getting these D1 players and high-level, you know, pro female players that just hop in. I hit with her once, and she's like a 5-0 from her first time hitting a ball. It's amazing to me.
And there's so much
opening. They're better than me. I've never played.
There's so much opening in the women's game right now. Like, if you were a high-level D1 player, like, think about playing some pickle.
Yeah.
There's opportunity there.
Wow. Great.
All right. Tennis fucking sucks. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, tennis sucks.
And hey, that shirt sponsor. Let's get that shit going. Thanks.
Something, please. Save us.
Nipples will be out. Next, I'm going to pierce them, and then this shit will get weirder and weirder week by week.
You should put some sunblock on them.
I'm going to have to after today. We're going to have to move our spot.
Nice, guys.